From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. In a matter of weeks, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania will likely run out of money. It has the most debt per capita of any city in the country. That's $1.5 billion for a city of 50,000 people. Today, we bring you the bizarre tale of how things went so wrong. A story about a do-gooder who skipped town, possible criminal behavior, and an incinerator. Here's Planet Money's Zoe Chase.
Let's begin with the do-gooder, David Unkovic. We profiled him on this program a few months ago. He was appointed by the state of Pennsylvania to fix the Harrisburg debt problem. And he seemed like the perfect guy for the job. He was a sort of Dudley Do-Right figure, glasses and bow tie, confident but not arrogant. Back then, March of 2012, I asked him, "So you think you can get this city out of debt?"
I don't say I am going to do anything. I think a lot of people have to help get this city turned around. But yeah, I think it can happen.
See? Calm. Unassuming. But then, just a week after I talked to him, just a few months after coming to Harrisburg, he seemed to snap. Outside the courthouse, he gave this impromptu press conference.
It's basically a house of cards, and the cards are coming down, and they're coming down now, and they're all coming down at the same time.
A few days later, he scrawled this handwritten resignation letter and dropped it off downtown. He disappeared from public life. The man brought in to vanquish the debt, he was vanquished himself. So what happened?
There's probably not an hour that goes by since I resigned that I haven't been thinking about Harrisburg, one way or the other.
It took months to finally make contact with Unkovic again. You can find him these days birdwatching outside Philly, thinking about the albatross of debt that he'd been battling with, the Harrisburg incinerator. The incinerator was first built in 1969, and it represented a dream. The dream that Harrisburg would be the trash capital of the state. It would collect fees from miles around to burn the trash of Pennsylvania. But by the time Unkovic got there, the incinerator had accumulated more than $300 million worth of debt. And it had never, in four decades, really worked properly. When Unkovic first arrived in town, he thought it was just bad management. Now, he thinks it's something more sinister.
So do you think the financing of the incinerator was criminal?
I don't know. It bothers me as someone who's done financings for so many years to see something like that, because it's like the worst stuff you can look at.
But other people, back in Harrisburg, they don't hesitate.
Illegal conduct occurred.
So you think a crime was committed?
Yeah, I think false statements were submitted under penalty of law to the state government in association with the financing.
This is Bill Kluck. He serves on the board that runs Harrisburg's sewer system and the incinerator. He's been a longtime critic of Harrisburg's borrowing habits, especially when it came to the incinerator. Now, Harrisburg had the same mayor for almost 30 years, 1980 to 2009, Stephen Reed. And every couple of years, Mayor Reed would go to city council and ask permission to borrow more money to fix up the incinerator. In 2007, one of the guys he was asking was a newly elected councilman, Dan Miller.
You have a folder called Incinerator, huh?
Well, when that vote came up, I did research.
Miller is the city controller now. He's also an accountant. Back in 2007, he said, "Let me just look into this a bit to get some context for this loan. There have been so many." He prints out a spreadsheet.
So I went back to the original bond deals in 1969 and went forward. And, you know, it started out as, well, you can see $12.5 million.
That's how much was borrowed?
Yes. There were nine refinancings prior to 2007, and the debt went from $12.5 million to $221 million. So it's going the wrong way.
The city owed $200 million plus on the incinerator by 2007, and the mayor wanted to borrow $30 million more. People famously say about Mayor Reed that he never met a bond he didn't like. He used all the money borrowed on the incinerator to do all kinds of stuff. Like he bought these strange artifacts from all over the country to build a Wild West museum. The city borrowed money to buy a baseball team and build a baseball stadium. The team was recently sold at a loss.
The fundamental problem was they were issuing more debt than they really were allowed to under state law.
David Unkovic, remember, used to be in charge of the city, now wandering in the wilderness. He points out that under Pennsylvania state law, you're not allowed to just borrow as much as you want. There's a debt limit to how much cities can borrow. There is, however, a way around this law. If you can assert the debt is what you call self-liquidating, that once the incinerator is up and running and making money, it'll pay for itself. So to get this extra $30 million, they needed to say the incinerator would pay off, all by itself, the $220 million they'd already borrowed. So in 2007, the city filed this document, the 8110B certificate. Bill Kluck says, think of it as a promise.
Swearing under penalty of law that the incinerator project was self-sufficient, that the revenue from the incinerator would be sufficient to pay old and new debt. And they knew it wasn't true when it was submitted, and it's never been corrected to this day.
And that, says Kluck and many others, was a crime. Everyone knew the incinerator wasn't self-liquidating. In fact, there were 17 different revenue projections showing it could never earn back all the money that had been borrowed on it. So how was it that nobody raised questions about the wisdom of this loan? None of the law firms, the financial advisors who worked on it? Well, we asked. They refused to respond on the record. Here's Bill Kluck.
So what you have is you have the financial advisor makes $142,000 on this $30 million notes. That's a lot of money. The county had a law firm. The city had a law firm.
How many law firms are on this list?
Financial advisors like to call this the Noah's Ark of public financing, meaning there's two of everything.
The $30 million borrowed in 2007, almost none of it went to the actual incinerator upgrade. Virtually all of it went to pay back old debt and fees to these many firms that set up the deal in the first place. The very same firms ended up on practically every deal, Kluck says. To make matters worse, the city ultimately was on the hook. If the incinerator couldn't make the money back, it would fall to the taxpayers of Harrisburg. And this makes Bill Kluck crazy.
Where's the advocate for the city to say, hey, you're getting screwed by the terms of these deals? Never happened.
Of course, there is one person that's supposed to be an advocate for the city of Harrisburg. The mayor, right? If this was such a bad deal for the city, why would he sign off on it? David Unkovic, he has a theory.
In other ways, when I look at it, it's like he was being taken advantage of. You know, it's like he was a debt addict, and that he, once he got going, just needed more and more debt and was sold more and more debt.
We tried hard to reach the former mayor for comment. We could not. But consider this. In the 2000s, there was a lot of easy money out there for cities. Wall Street came up with tons of intriguing financial products that would generate short-term cash. There always seemed to be a way to refinance a loan, to borrow new money to pay back the old. That is, until 2 years ago, a very different borrowing climate. Local officials tried to refinance the 2007 debt and could not. The taps turned off. With all these debts, the city's finding it hard to cover basic services. They've delayed payments to light bulb vendors, paper sellers. Restaurants have hired their own security. A local strip club paid to keep the streetlights on. The city is projected to run out of money entirely in October. A judge has recently ordered a 1% income tax hike on the people still left in Harrisburg, but city council promises to fight it. The search for revenue for that city continues. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, who believes smart listening and smart banking go together. Learn more about Ally Bank at allybank.com.